This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Listen very carefully to all the arguments, but if you describe insurrection as I did, as an attempt to prevent the peaceful transfer of power, we can see the president for 2 months after the election promoting that the election was stolen. People still tell me they think Dominion rigged those machines with Hugo Chavez from Venezuela. That is not true, and all the news organizations that promoted that have retracted. He then scheduled the rally for January the 6th, just when the transfer of power was to take place, and he brought together a crowd, but a portion of that was transformed into a mob. And when they went into the Capitol, it was clear that he wished that lawmakers be intimidated.
That was Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, who decided he'd be one of the seven Republicans over the weekend that voted not to acquit former President Donald Trump of incitement to insurrection, the one article of impeachment in his second impeachment trial in the Senate that he was charged with. It did not happen. He was not acquitted. Trump can run for office again, although I think he might not choose to do that. He might choose to be a force to be reckoned with, though, in the Republican Party. That all unfolded on Saturday. And in between, we've had wicked weather and Valentine's celebrations of a different sort. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend, and I hope another one is in store for you, because this is a short week for some. It is President's Day on Monday. I love President's Day because, as I've talked about on this show many times, it means something to me significantly growing up in really the seat of liberty, if you think of Philadelphia. And I've talked about so often going by Independence Hall, and just it never was lost on me, or going by Benjamin Franklin's grave, or going to the Constitution Center. And I would tell all of you to put that on your list of things that you want to see. I am definitely a proud American, and I am proud of what the flag stands for and everything else in between, and I really, really grew up with it. So it was about democracy, the Constitution, the polarization of these divided United States, and that continues. The chill in the air is something I have never experienced in my life, and it's not going away. So Saturday, there was the roll call. I watched all of it, and one by one, of course, senators were asked to acquit or not acquit, and only seven, although there were a couple more than expected, including Cassidy, who you just heard, the senator again from Louisiana, that there were a few more that decided that they would move to convict Donald Trump. So that was one of the takeaways from this, but again, ultimately, the upshot is it's a second impeachment. That's not happened before in our government, but the former president could run for office. And as I mentioned at the top right there, I think he's going to try to be, more than anything, a voice in the Republican Party because of 73 million people who voted for him, the backing that he gets from so many in the United States, meaning that there is something there, and with that kind of leverage, the war chest builds and the voice builds, and it already was there. If you think of some of the people who ran, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, he went and to a rally for her, of course, and introduced her. So it'll be interesting to watch what Trump does with that voice. And it'll also be interesting to watch what happens with the Republican Party and how it morphs or changes, and what ultimately ends up happening when it comes to the midterms eventually, what happens the next time around in 2024 will obviously be very, very big. And this is our democracy, and this is our representation. So as I say, when people tell me they don't vote, they're tired of the same old, same old. If more people voted and got involved in the issues and what was happening in their neck of the woods, locally, with city councils in your neighborhoods, in your counties, county commissioners, and then moving up state level and, of course, federal level, because this is your taxpayer dollars. These are the people who represent you. But I'm not here to lecture, because this is a smart audience that you get the vibe and you understand. And so often you flood the mailbag with your opinion, so bravo. So yay or nay on the acquittal, that's part of the poll this week. Go to Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. One of the things that was interesting, I think, is looking at Lindsey Graham, the Republican senator from South Carolina, who said Donald Trump, he was on the Sunday Swirl just like Cassidy was, who was on George Stephanopoulos' show on ABC. Graham said that Donald Trump remains the party's most potent force even after his second impeachment, and suggested that Minority Leader Mitch McConnell hurt the GOP by blaming the former president for the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And he said on Fox News on Sunday, the Trump movement is alive and well. All I can say is the most potent force, I'll say it again, in the Republican Party is President Trump. We need Trump plus. And it shows what the South Carolina senator said really is a mirror into the struggle that the Republican Party is facing now, because you do have Republican senators that sided with the Democrats on Saturday to vote to convict Trump of inciting supporters to breach the Capitol, clash with the cops, interfere with the certification of his election defeat by the Senate. So his level of support will determine, I think, his future role in the party, meaning the former president's. There's no question, I think, and I do agree with Graham on this, that Republicans have to go through Donald Trump or work with Trump to win future elections, that he'll be that influential. And in fact, Graham is meeting with him in Florida next week. So what happens to Mitch McConnell, who didn't vote to convict Donald Trump, but he did say afterwards, denouncing Trump as practically and morally responsible for the storming of the Capitol, despite voting to acquit him on the impeachment charge, that this will weigh on the Republican Party for a long time. So both Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and Richard Burr of North Carolina, we have listeners in both those areas, were censured on Saturday by their state parties. Burr plans to retire from the Senate at the end of his term. Cassidy was reelected in November, won't face voters again until 2026. Coming up, it was a day or weekend of love. So how'd you do, especially Burr, with some of you in freezing cold temperatures?
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 485. 5542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you.
Yeah, there wasn't too much love happening on any kind of boats, I mean big boats, cruise ships. That used to be one of the hot things to do, right? There were singles cruises, there were cruises for old married people, young married people, all kinds of cruises on giant ships that have unbelievable things. When you look at like the Royal Caribbean and some of the others, I mean, these are cities that are floating around in all kinds of waters, but not since COVID they haven't been doing that. So there's a lot of speculation as to when cruise ships will begin again. And a new study shows that, you know, again, with the variants and everything else, with you've got seven new U.S. virus variants with the same worrying mutations, and Australia and New Zealand imposing regional lockdowns over small outbreaks. The Australian Open, the tennis players were deemed essential, but they just can go to their hotel and to the grounds of the Australian Open because 13 to 14 people got COVID-19 in a hotel. So it just varies from place to place. The bottom line is, yeah, there aren't any big cruise ships going. So Valentine's Day was probably different for a lot of people. I guarantee a lot of candy went off the shelves. Flowers, cakes, the normal thing that happens on Valentine's Day, right? And there's even this thing, too, that I didn't realize was happening for single people, because there's like a sensitivity thing about Valentine's Day, which I didn't realize, because you know when you're kids and you go to the classroom. Come on, you guys know this, right? I don't care if you grew up in the South, the North, Southeast, whatever. You get those Valentines for the whole classes. You get them in those little Valentines in the tiny envelopes. And I guarantee they still have them now. What's so interesting to me is so one of the things that's happened, I guess, and maybe it's been around for a year or two, and I just have never heard the term, I suppose, but there is a term to it, and, oh, what was the term? The term caught me off guard as to what people say when they're celebrating, when they're single, and they celebrate Valentine's Day. They call it Happy Singles Awareness Day. Happy Singles Awareness Day. So whether it was Happy Singles Awareness Day or Valentine's Day, I hope you had some kind of fun on Valentine's weekend. I mean, even if you gave yourself some love, like, I don't know, binge watch a bunch of sports or did something that you wanted to do. It's interesting, too, that Valentine's Day, also called St. Valentine's Day or Feast of St. Valentine's, it's celebrated on the 14th. Yes, we know that. But I think a lot of people don't realize they're sending gifts and cards and all that stuff. I think a lot of people don't realize how it was established. So I'm just going to give you this something to take away from this conversation, right? Because I love history, folklore, all that kind of stuff. So here's the shot of this. Well, we're watching what happened on the Capitol, and then constantly the focus on the Constitution, what's going to happen in the second impeachment trial. Now we're through that. Now it's about, can we become the United States again? There's one thing I can tell you for sure, and this is something we wouldn't dispute no matter what your political affiliations, religious, whatever. There's a lot of martyrdom stories that are part of Valentine's that are connected to the 14th, including the imprisonment of Saint Valentine of Rome for ministering to Christians. He was persecuted under the Roman Empire in the 3rd century, so the tradition says that Saint Valentine restored sight to the blind daughter of his jailer. And then some of the other parts of that legend have related it more to the theme of love. The legends, some of them claim, he wrote the jailer's daughter a letter signed Your Valentine as a farewell, because guess what? He was executed. So, yes, St. Valentine was executed. But now, Your Valentine, that kind of makes sense, right? Signed it like that, blah, blah, blah. So it's all about Cupid and angels and hearts and doves, the winged Cupid was always super, super big. And St. Valentine's keys are given to lovers as a romantic symbol and an invitation to unlock the giver's heart. And then here's one other thing. Sometimes it's called St. Valentine's Malady, and they give the key to those that have St. Valentine's malady, which I didn't realize this, I just found this out, because it's given to children to help ward off epilepsy. That's one of the things. That's folklore. That's one of the things that used to happen. And there's a lot of other history related around that. And that feast day is still celebrated in Malta. We've had a guest on to talk about Malta, where the relics of the saint are claimed to be found. And so that's a very, very, very big day there. So maybe you just ate some cake or someone sent you a card. I don't know. But we are now on the other side and on to President's Day on Monday. And just briefly, I'm going to say something quickly about this. To me, President's Day, it's about the founding fathers, I guess, because of, again, that history that was so much a part of my upbringing, seeing it, being around it. And so my favorite president, which, by the way, if you were going to go banking, no banks, No mail, none of that kind of stuff. Remember, so a lot of schools are closed, some offices are closed, but now with the whole virtual reality, it's a little bit different. But my favorite president was always Tom Jefferson, because when I, when I went to Monticello and when I learned more about Jefferson and the whole idea that he was this architect and he was the guy who was the statesman and, you know, he certainly had his Achilles heels, but I think he was, from everything I've read, and I've read everything I can about Jefferson, I like the states' right thing. I like the fact that here he was the third president of the United States and often went to Washington for conversation about things that he could do better, and he certainly was a spokesperson for democracy. And again, he was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. So because I would go to Independence Hall and I would see the original inkwell that they used, and I would think of Jefferson. So that's my two cents on founding fathers, and the one that still sticks with me today on President's Day. Other odds and ends include the fact that half of the country and went through St. Valentine's Day, or Valentine's Day, with brutal cold. I mean, I'm in our satellite facility, which is in the DFW area in Texas, and all of Texas is under a winter storm warning. And so for those of you in the north who are laughing and say, really? Well, you know what? We're in the single digits, 10 degrees. It's going to be 0 degrees on Monday and parts of Tuesday at different times. I'll tell you what, when you're not used to that, and you have gloves where, you know, the kind of gloves that you have where they have the fingers that come through the gloves. Yeah, I realized that's not good to walk the dog with those. So, I mean, it's been ferocious with some of the snow, and the storm system has taken a lot of people by surprise, especially, I think, black ice and people not realizing, yeah, you got to slow down or not get on any roads at all if you're going to have to deal with ice, especially if there's been some snowfall. And before that, there was ice that accumulated. So ice, snow on Monday is going to be pretty impressive, stretching from South Texas to the North Mid-Atlantic area. Heavy, heavy snow on Monday is going to smash into lower Mississippi, the Ohio Valley, and parts of the Northeast, too, which also can mean downed power lines. That's the worst, right? Because then you get this damage, and the trucks can only do so much. You know, you have those bucket trucks everywhere working to restore power, and that's what hits you. So make sure you have those flashlights and those candles and everything else available, and lots and lots of blankets. I did do the weather once. I did. For a year in Nebraska. That's when I learned about layers. Meet you on the flip side.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The CDC released their highly anticipated guidelines for reopening schools last week, setting out a roadmap for getting kids back into the classroom. The director of the CDC says the science is clear that schools have not been shown to be sites of high transmission of COVID, even in areas where there's high community spread. Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells CNN that mask wearing will be a big component of reopening, but that how quickly schools can return to normal depends on bringing down the community spread of the virus.
There's literature out that suggests that over 90% of people, when they're masked, you can have safe opening of schools. What I will say is this is directly related to how much disease is in the community. We have more flexibility in opening schools as our disease rates come down.
The CDC says that about 99% of America's school children live in areas that have high levels of virus transmission under the new guidelines. This is USA Radio News. Seven Republican senators joined with all Senate Democrats Saturday in voting to convict former President Trump of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol. President Trump was acquitted as the vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to convict. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy was one of those Republicans who voted for conviction. He was censured by the Louisiana State Republican Party for his vote. Cassidy defended his vote to convict to ABC's This Week.
He then scheduled the rally for January the 6th, just when the transfer of power was to take place, and he brought together a crowd, but a portion of that was transformed into a mob. And when they went into the Capitol, it was clear that he wished that lawmakers be intimidated. And even after he knew there was violence taking place, he continued to basically sanction the mob being there. And not until later did he actually ask them to leave. All of that points to a motive and a method, and that is wrong. He should be held accountable.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If you're in an area where you're getting tons of snow, a familiar sound. You know, in the spring, waking me up at 7 in the morning when I had the leaf blowers, now we have the snow blowers. But I'll take the snow blowers because the snow blowers are clearing, frankly, some of that snow that is piling up. And we have had in a few areas in the country, and I just mentioned it, places where they're not used to getting that kind of snow, and then it becomes much more treacherous, and what's underneath the snow, and if it doesn't melt, and, you know, you all get that, and we're going to have kind of an ugly week like that where a big chunk of the country gets doused by snow. I mean, my theory about snow now, though, is if you're working from home, working virtually, remote, whatever you want to call it, the good news is you're not jumping into a car and having to drive off somewhere, but lots of kids are going back to school, and we need that to happen for the economy to churn and burn the way it has to. So I bet a lot of you are still dealing with the elements in some way. And then, of course, if you have to go somewhere for work, then, of course, you're doing that because you're venturing out into whatever the conditions are that Mother Nature is serving up. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hopping on with us on this show. You know, the COVID numbers are this. I got the latest ones from John Hopkins. In the U.S., out of 27.7 million cases, 585,000 deaths. Now, if we look to our friends worldwide and wrap in our deaths, 2.4 million, that's out of 109 million cases. 109 million cases. I mentioned before, and you've heard my friend last week, Mark Goldman, who was on, who got COVID and said he wouldn't wish this on his worst enemy, and that he would definitely get the vaccine. He definitely thinks you should mask up, and it doesn't have to be political and mean anything. And he talked about how all of a sudden he got hit with it. I also had a conversation with somebody late on Friday whose husband got it, and the rest of the family didn't get it, and he had the cough and kind of a little bit of shortness of breath, but fatigue, but that was it. So COVID-19 affects everybody differently, whether it's the worst of the worst when you have to go to the hospital and then you're scared to death you're going to be on a ventilator, or you lose your sense of taste and smell, and then it eventually comes back. You know, there are certain conditions and symptoms that happen, and one of the rough signs is when you, the inability to stay awake or to wake up, period. And then confusion. Some people talk about confusion. Worst day ever, right? When we got slammed with this virus. And which, by the way, they're now saying that, yeah, you know what? There were other signs that in Wuhan, where this all started, it was much worse right from the beginning than we thought. So the good thing about this is in some areas, and we're starting to see this really spread across a wider area, that in the U.S., according to some of the data I've been looking at, we're looking at the severity of it. So the rate of newly recorded infections is going down from coast to coast. And the worst surge is finally relenting. But why is that happening? Is it, and there's arguments as to why, how do you explain it? Why is that happening? And, you know, we're still not in a great place because there's still more cases every day, 90,000 cases every day. But, and we have these variants, these fast spreading variants, and we have these rolling averages of the new infections that have hit the all time high back in January. So, is the vaccine having an impact at all on case rates? Is what we're doing the right thing? Staying apart, wearing masks, not traveling, not mixing indoors? Is that's what the push was? Because we're certainly not out of the woods. And I've been looking at what's on the tube and people that I've talked to and doctors we've had on the show and scientists. And I guess, you know, you got to say there, it's encouraging to see some of the trends coming down, but they're coming down from numbers that were extraordinarily huge. So let's see where they level off. The latest prediction, one of the models that's being talked about, predicts 152,000 more COVID-19 deaths by June 1st, but projects that the vaccine rollout will save 114,000 lives. So in the past week and heading into this week, there were 1.62 million rather vaccine doses a day. That's according to the state and federal data mixed together. So that was the best week for shots. The idea is to get to 1.5 million vaccinations per day, and then people who don't want to be vaccinated, if enough people get vaccinated, well, you know the numbers we keep talking about. It's 70 to 90% of people need to have immunity, either through vaccine or prior infection that squashes the pandemic. And leading epidemiologists say that if you don't have enough people that are vaccinated to make a sizable dent in the case rates, that doesn't happen. So how many cases are undetected. This thing is like a wicked octopus that just won't let us go because of the wild tentacles of all of it. Where is it dipping? What are the super spreader events? Where are the vaccines working? What about contact tracing? What's happening with some people in some areas? And why is it elusive to some and not to others? The bottom line is I cannot wait till the day when I get on the air and say that SOB is gone from our lives. And we're not going to get back to normal, but whatever the new normal is, and I hate that term, but I couldn't come up with anything that made sense. So it is whatever that's going to end up being. I can't wait till we get back to that point where the economy is thriving and where people are working, where people aren't panicked, where we're not in the situation of not being able to help people close restaurants, open restaurants, watching our friends have their livelihoods disappear, drowning in debt. And now we've got this coronavirus relief plan where is it going to be bipartisan or not? I mean, who knows? And, of course, there's always things stuffed into it. That's the part that's not always talked about that are not that you don't want, that you hear about it and you say, well, I can see why there's not mega agreement on this, because there's things just like every other bill that get jammed into a plan that you do not support. And that becomes part of it, even more than just the price tag. It's the other things that become part of the bill. I think there are so many people that need help. And to me, some of that small business money, because that's the backbone of the country, and that helps in getting more people reemployed or back to the jobs that they, you know, that they had. To me, that is vital because people need purpose, people need employment, people need to feel like they're not completely drowning in this outrageous debt that they cannot get can't get out of. Awful. All right, I got to give a shout out to some new affiliates on board who jumped on board the bandwagon here for the show, and I'm excited about it because it's two areas that I've spent a bunch of time in. You've heard me talk about Louisiana many, many times, and times that I've spent in New Orleans, but I've spoken and been all over Louisiana and Michigan too. So a big shout out and some love on this really weekend of love swinging into President's Day to KFXZ 1520 AM and KLCJ 104.1 FM in Lafayette, Louisiana and surrounding areas like Lake Charles, and WMIC 660 AM in Sandusky, Michigan. And you think of those two areas, right? I love those two areas. So thank you so much for the love and for jumping on board. You think of those two areas, and when you think of Michigan, people, when they say, where are you? And Sandusky is the thumb, which is the station, right? So people hold up their hand and they show you where they're from on the hand. And when I think of Louisiana, you think of parishes, right? And you think of, I think of how interesting is the different cultural elements of Louisiana, like the French influence and French law. And so we're very, very pleased to welcome you on board, and thank you so much. And just a reminder to everybody, you can always reach out to me 24/7, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Like I said, right now, guilty, not guilty of the one charge of inciting that insurrection on the Capitol. That was part of what we would be talking about over the weekend on Saturday. It all came down that vote late on Saturday afternoon. The Senate acquit Donald Trump. 57 voted guilty, 43 not guilty. So that's part of the buzz in the land over what happens next. And I already said this, there's no doubt the former president will definitely have a big voice in politics, in the Republican Party especially. Hang on, we're going for the exits.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, 'cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, some odds and ends and a mic drop moment. Plus, we're going to stop into the man cave for a few moments. But I got a question for you, America. Do you run hot or cold? Think about it for a second. Do people tell you or your significant other, you're always hot. You always feel hot. Or do you always feel cold? So check this out. A Colorado researcher developed wearable tech that uses your body as a battery. Think of the money you could save. So you're the battery. That's it. You're it. The technology uses thermoelectric generators that converts the body's internal temperature to electricity to provide power. I'm not kidding about this. And I mean, it's already been published in a very well-known peer-reviewed journal, Science Advances, and also by the American Association for the Advancement of Science. So the technology combines a stretchy material called polyimide, thermoelectric chips, and liquid metal wires that can be worn either on your wrist or like a ring on your finger. Cool. And so whenever you use a battery, you know, you're depleting that battery and eventually you need to replace it. This way, with this thermoelectric device, is you wear it, it provides you with constant power, and that's it. So the wearable tech can generate about 1 volt of energy for every, yeah, you need to pay attention to this, 1 volt of energy for every square centimeter of skin space, which is less than most existing batteries, but enough to power a wearable device. So this could be on the market maybe in the next 5 years. Mic drop. Really? Can you believe it? So my body's the battery. Oh, there's so many jokes in that. And hopefully you can generate what you need, electrically speaking. Can you imagine? It is really true. It's not a joke. They are really developing it. And they're developing it so that you could generate potentially 100 watts of heat. And then think about the electricity for possibly your laptop. I'm just going to say, for me, I don't see myself relying on that. Let me get my thermo ring, and it's going to power up every... I don't see it. I get the idea. I understand what they're doing, and I've seen photographs of it and all that. And I know it'll work with some people. I'm just thinking, I'm usually a fast adopter. I like technology. I know the evils of it, but I'm quick. I can figure it out. Or if someone shows me something, boom, 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 bang, no problem. I'm totally open to absorbing all that. But I'm going to say I might be a slow adopter to this process. I just might. Using my body as a battery. And so we'd all be walking around with these thermoelectric chips and these wires on our wrist. And here's what I'd be afraid of, knowing how I am. I used to have mood rings, and I lost them every other day. You know, you get them like at Spencer's Gifts or wherever, and you want to say, oh, how was my mood? And you put the mood ring, and it was like slip off my finger. So I don't know. For me, that's going to be a tough one. I support what could possibly happen, though, with something pretty interesting. Imagine how the battery companies feel. Do you think Duracell is worried about it? They'll develop their own. That's what I think. They'll develop their own if it becomes super, super big. I think that's what they would end up doing. All right, I said that we were going to also spend a few moments, at least, in the man cave. So it's not a full-on man cave, but, you know, let me open the door and you can come in. I call it the man cave or the woe man cave. But what happened was, for all you trackheads, Michael McDowell won the really rain-soaked Daytona 500 on Monday morning after Penske Racing teammates Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski, easy for me to say, I can never say his name right, and I've interviewed him, wrecked on the final lap. And it was McDowell's first victory in 358 Cup Series starts. So very big, obviously. Huge, needless to say. And always, there are a ton of fans. I'll confess this. I used to sort of make fun of racing, like, oh, that's not a sport. It's not a sport. Until I had an invitation to go down to the pits and see it up close and personal. Oh, yeah. I had a much different experience, both with IRL and NASCAR, etc., by seeing it up close. Because it's a whole different thing, everything that goes into it and realizing what goes into it. So McDowell winning this after the last lap wreck is big. Huge, right? And the rain washed out the final practices. So they had to really dance around that. And I think that was pretty tough on... it's always tough. They have to deal with the elements. But it was pretty tough to have to deal with that. Washing out two practices on Saturday before the season opener. And then that's, you know, the setback time for all of that becomes part of it, too. And there's so much tradition in the 500, and at least they get some track time, and they were able to do the race. So that's super, super big. And, you know, there's your finish. Boom, like that. The NBA is now out of the bubble, and of course, the NBA is doing what it does. They're rolling early in the season. At least it feels like they're just kind of rolling on, right? So you had a couple of pretty interesting matchups, like the Trailblazers beat the Mavericks 121-118, and it's interesting to watch the Mavericks with their star player Luka Doncic, who is having this incredible, prolific scoring run in Mavericks history. And of course, he's the favorite player. Everybody has a favorite player on a team. He is the favorite player. 44 points on 14 of 20 shooting, 9 assists. Of course, they lost, and he was disappointed about the loss, but 90 points over the weekend. He had a career-high 46 in Friday's win over the New Orleans Pelicans. He shot 62% from the floor. 62% from the floor, including nailing 5 of 8 from three-point range in both contests, in both games. Wow. Fun player to watch. If you're an NBA fan, fun player to watch. All right, and driving it home and coming up this week, a good reminder that we need some laughs. So we're bringing back a segment at the tail end of the week called Give Me Your Best One-Liner. And I've compiled a whole bunch of them that people have already given me. If you've got a good one-liner, send it to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We'll also be entertaining phone calls for that as well, because mixed in between all the angst over politics and the anxiety over COVID-19 and vaccines and not to get vaccines and trying to figure out the nightmare, we got to find time to laugh. We got to find time to laugh. And nothing was bigger for me than catching a set or two at a comedy club at least once a month somewhere. And so it's always fun to either have comedians on or do our one-liner Fridays or any of that kind of stuff that can just kind of make us all chuckle. And I have a ton of them. I have a ton of them. So let's end on this one. You know, dogs really are man's best friend. How about 8-year-old border collie Lulu inheriting $5 million in his owner's will? Yes, or her owner's will. She was loved by her human. So when he died, Lulu became very, very wealthy. What does a dog do with that much money? Are you kidding? $5 million. Lives well. Eats a lot of steak, right? They transferred all that money into a trust for the border collie, Lulu. On that note, we've all gone to the dogs. Make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.